you know, obviously our position is predicated so much on using your hands as leverage and pass rushing, setting the edge. So obviously that's very difficult. I tried the best I could with one hand, trying to stick the club in when I could. But, you know, it was good for me to get back out there, get some plays underneath my belt and try and move forward. So I expect that next week I'll be a little better as far as with that hand and how to compensate with it. And I'm sure the club will be a little smaller in hopes of, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later getting down to, you know, maybe just a brace. So, you know, baby steps. You know, I know the way I can contribute on this defense, and it's frustrating when, you know, you're limited physically. So, you know, like I said, it'll continue to get better, and I'll continue to help this team out.
Team gets you back, but you lose Wallace, you lose Hayward. Just how frustrating is it with all these injuries going
through? Who's Wallace? Oh, Seneca. Excuse me. Yeah, no, I mean, it's very frustrating, you know, and obviously, I mean, you named, you know, two guys right there, but there was a multitude of guys who were going down. It's at an alarming rate, too, which is, you know, off. I saw, you know, Nick go down as well at the outside linebacker spot where we're already really thin. So it's tough. It's one of those things, but it seems like it's been us for the last couple of years, and we'll just have to deal with the adversity. I thought Scott played well tonight. You know, we had plenty of opportunities to score when we were in the red zone, a few field goals here and there, and then as well as on the defensive side. You know, they had, I think, three big plays for touchdowns that, you know, we need to come up and be difference makers back there and, you know, intercept the ball, do a better job, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, overall, I think it could have been different. But, I mean, that's how it goes, and we'll continue to improve and move forward and hopefully right the ship.
I'm guessing you didn't agree with the roughing the passer.
Well, you know, it's difficult because obviously, you know, I'm limited with, you know, my hands and everything. So I understand why it was called. But at the same time, I try to let them know that I'm out here with one hand. So difficult. You know, obviously you don't want to get them that. I think we still, you know, held them on the following third down to a field goal. But, you know, I'll put that on my hat and obviously have to be a little bit smarter and you know, not, you know, just be a little smarter.
You could force guys outside, but using the club, what do you try to do? Try to punch the ball out with it, or how do you use that at all to your game?
You just try to become more comfortable with throwing it in there. You know, eventually it'll become second nature. Right now, obviously, with the, you know, having the pins pulled out on Monday, there's still a little bit of, you know, grimace to it. But overall, I think that'll dissipate, and I'll be able to throw it in there a little bit more to the point, like I said, where it'll get smaller and smaller, and we'll be able to play a little more effectively.
Is there a pain factor? I mean, where would you rate it?
You know, it's more so difficult going out there with one hand than dealing with the pain. Obviously, you know, it's going to hurt, but that wears off. You know, they assured me that, you know, like, it'd be very difficult to re-injure the hand being in a club with the protection that I have and how it's, you know, casted down. But at the same time, it doesn't mean the pain goes away. So, I mean, that's just a byproduct that I need to continue to push through, and I think I will. I mean, obviously, today's the first day that I've had, you know, live reps and live action with throwing it in there. And, I mean, we're obviously pushing the timeline, too, as far as returning. So it'll continue to improve, you know, and we'll move forward. So,
with everything that's happened this last 2 weeks, from the injuries and everything else, where do you guys go from here, and what's the margin of error for basically everybody on this roster?
We got to win. You know, I mean, that's where we go. Obviously, we have two losses, but if you look at, you know, how we lost, you know, we still have a chance in the fourth quarter and we weren't able to get on the field. You look at, you know, the Chicago game with them running the clock down, and this game as well where we're within reach. So, you know, obviously, you know, we're going to put that on our hat, my hat, to, you know, do a better job of forcing a three and out, stopping them, getting the ball back to our offense, and giving us a chance to score. So, you know, we got to come out and get this win. We're 5-4 right now, but, you know, we need to come out and get this win next week, and, you know, we'll be playing an improved Giants team.
You know, Jolly came back, House came back from injury. Are you playing through this because the guys need leadership and bodies, or would you be playing through this anyway?
Well, you know, I'm playing through it for a multitude of reasons. One, because I'm able to play through it, you know, despite the pain. But at the same time, you know, there are a few injuries out there. We're missing a few leaders, not just on defense, but throughout the team. So it's the responsibility of everyone on this team to pick up their game and, you know, help improve this team. And that's what we're trying to do. So, you know, as long as I'm able to be out there and contribute in any form or fashion, I'm going to try and be out there.
Do you feel like the turnovers are about to come? Because it's been a little bit tough to get those
up late. I sure hope so. You know, obviously, you know, it's kind of been tilted in the opponent's favor as we've played. But, you know, forced fumbles, interceptions, whatever it may be, we need to do a better job. And obviously we keep continuing to harp on this. But, you know, they say they come in bunches, much like sacks. But where are they? So hopefully they start coming because we need them.
Clay, did you sense confidence slipping at all out there today?
Well, I think we did a good job, towards the end. I think last week or early this week, we put in perspective, what we're trying to accomplish this week. Who's in charge? Who's going to lead this team? And we understood that 12 was out, and we're going to have to move on past that. We can't dwell on that, and maybe a lot of wide eyes last week. But I think we did a good job of moving forward with the guys we have. Now, there was a bunch of opportunities that we as a team could have made plays out there, and we didn't do that. But, especially gearing towards the fourth quarter, there was a real sense of, we can do this, and we are going to do this. But, ultimately it came up short.